Hi, this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Media. Welcome to another Directions Media podcast. Today I will be speaking with Terry Maloney, President and CEO of PCI Geomatics. Terry is a former colleague of mine as we both worked for Tidac in the early 90s. Terry was an early pioneer in business GIS and now heads one of the largest remote sensing software companies. We spoke about PCI as one of 20 Canadian companies leading a delegation to India to broaden the reach of geospatial technology within that country as we met at the Geospatial World Forum in Hyderabad on January 19th. He also spoke of the work of Dr. Robert Moses, founder of PCI and a leading proponent of OGC standards, who passed away last year. I hope you enjoy the interview.
So just tell me a little bit about PCI's involvement with this Canadian mission here at the conference and following in the footsteps of Bob Moses.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity to share not only on the life and times of Bob, but also our involvement here in India. And as you know, I've been working with Dr. Moses for a very, very long time, and more than anybody else, truly miss him in terms of what he meant to PCI and to us as an industry. And what he's done for the industry in general is phenomenal. His founding involvement in founding sponsor of OGC has really made great strides for enabling technology, not only Canadian technology, but technology from around the world to come together and provide an ability for companies to work together, governments to work together, academia to work together and share the results of the information that's coming from these various technologies so that not only they can do well themselves, whether it's in their professional careers, but to do good for the stewardship of this earth and how we as individuals can contribute to that. And Prashant's presentation this morning talked a lot about that and how Bob always had the phrase, do well, but also do good.
Yeah.
You know, commercially do well and be successful. And interestingly, the background and the story that Prashant told about, you know, for Indians here in India, there's two directions that you're driven to go, and one is to be a doctor or another is to be an engineer.
Yeah.
And Bob was sort of both of that, in the sense that being a professional medical doctor,
right,
that was interesting to him, but also he had this innate engineering mind and got into the whole area of intelligence, artificial intelligence and systems, and developed the first some of the artificial tools for music. And then that got us into this whole area of high tech, and his involvement in PCI is renowned around the world. We certainly miss him and are grateful for all that he's done. And myself and the rest of the PCI team are looking to move forward with his vision and plans and the great legacy he's left.
Yeah, and you were talking a little bit about his involvement with the OGC and what that's meant for a small company like PCI. And you know, what you see going forward in terms of leveraging that those standards.
Yeah, as I was indicating earlier, OGC is important for us. It allows us to open up. One of the challenges that any industry faces is if you don't create standards, there's de facto standards that will arise based on the individual technology of a particular vendor. And as a small Canadian company, it's important for us, and Bob was that founding member because he truly believed in opening up that and not being sort of pushed aside or allowed to not enter in a serious way a market. And he has been instrumental in pushing that through, not only initially for OGC primarily in North America, but more recently they've open up this whole concept of the world. And as a company, we have a BRIC strategy in terms of how to approach Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And that's now being adopted by OGC because, as you know, these are burgeoning economies that you know, will be the leaders in the future, and it's important for the world to be able to accept that and integrate that into the standards of the future. And to that end, this Global Advisory Council has formed particular strategies in each of these BRIC countries. And so there are meetings occurring this week as part of OGC.
It's an OGC initiative.
Internally and externally around growing the standard adoption. So the issue, first and foremost, was to create the standards.
Mm-hmm.
The next challenge is to get the adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting to occur, first and foremost, in the U.S. with some of the more recent announcements. And now it's being adopted in these new burgeoning economies.
And tell me a little bit about the Canadian mission here at the conference and what that's going to promote. What kind of interaction between the two countries is that going to promote?
Well, obviously, Canada has been a leader in this space for many, many years, and there's been many companies that have been successful in this industry, although the success has typically been in North America or other countries around the world, and India has always been a difficult market to crack in the sense that, as was noted yesterday in some of the keynote addresses, they have some pretty restrictive policies as it relates to the use of data. Yeah. And in our space, the image space, anything less than 10 meters is restricted.
Yeah.
And as you and I both know, well, 10 meters, that's all of the data that is now being made available through the commercial vendors that have popped up not only in the U.S. but in Germany, RapidEye, etc. And it's becoming difficult to gain access to this market and really for this country to enable itself to truly capitalize on the benefits of this technology in this industry, it really needs to open up its standards. And I think that's the message that we're taking directly ourselves, and OGC is taking, and others are taking to the appropriate ministers. And so what the Canadian government's trying to do is show, you know, the value of opening up these data policies so that not only does it enable the government to more effectively exchange information between ministries, but it also creates prosperity through the commercialization of that in the industry.
So you invited 20 Indian companies into this?
Sorry, just to clarify there. Yeah. So there are 20 Canadian companies who have come to India, who have successfully developed businesses in Canada and are selling their technology throughout the world. Some of them have had some early success in India, but most of them are looking for ways to find inroads into India and to find new partnerships. So we put on this forum in support of these industry in Canada, and we're now meeting with individual companies in a roundtable type format to look at ways. Now, PCI, who've been in India for many, many years under different business models, whether it's been directly involved in a company and or through distributors, is now being supported directly and exclusively through Rolta, who's the principal sponsor of this event. So we individually are not looking for representation here in India, but the other 20 plus companies that have come are looking for ways to create that business partnership with local indigenous Indian companies.
And that relationship with between Rolta, I think, was signed in last June, or was it before that, in terms of licensing the PCI core technology?
So our relationship with Rolta goes back 2.5 years now. So in that time, we've signed 3 agreements. So I think the agreement you're referring to is the second agreement we signed. The first agreement was in August 2008, which was for our core components, basically at an individual function level, using our SDK, software development kit, that would enable them to build and integrate our technology into their existing technology. Subsequent to that, we've extended that technology offering through some new technology we had acquired, either directly through an acquisition or through licensing with third party. And our most recent agreement enable them to not only gain access to the functions through our SDK, but actually get access to our complete finished products. One of the things that they found is that the depth and breadth of our technology, which we've developed over 28 plus years, is pretty extensive. And even though they had built some initial integrated offerings for their customers based upon the individual components, they're now interested in taking the finished product to market here in India. And there was an exciting announcement regarding what they're doing for education, and so they're freely making available our basic Viomatica offering to the educational community here in India. And that was certainly one of the things that the minister talked about yesterday in plenary session regarding the importance of educating tomorrow's generation with the, what we can do today. That's being done around the world. Not only was that shared by the minister, but also it was communicated by Fraser Taylor, who talked about the importance of enabling this technology. It's something that Fraser talked about, our jargon or our buzzwords, and how that's holding us back as an industry, and how do we get that message out? Well, through what Google and Microsoft with their offerings have done has taken us a long way, but we're still a long way from being a household technology. And I think what Rolt has done here in India is fantastic in terms of the future potential that India has in terms of understanding the value of our technology for future generations, which ties all the way back to what we talked about at the beginning, which is what Bob always wanted to do, is to do good, and do good in terms of providing the education and understanding of the value of our technology and what it can do for individuals, whether it's as the minister talked to yesterday, in terms of just communicating more effectively, in terms of just basic needs.
Well, good. Let's stop there.
All right.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tell a friend.